Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another Friday edition of our DriveCast, the day of the week that we venture off from the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. Today's DriveCast is all about the process of refinement. And while reading through the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, I came across a description of God as a metallurgist, or as a refiner, setting by a refining fire that was used for purification purposes. Malachi 3, verse 3 says, "And he, God, will sit as a separator, a refiner of precious metal, a purifier of silver, and he'll purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold." And you know, Malachi uses that image to describe God's activity in our lives, the part about him sitting as a refiner, as a purifier, a precious metal. And what this verse tells me is that God, our loving Father, he seeks to perfect all of his children in his holiness. And Malachi likens this perfecting process to a metallurgist who takes the greatest care with gold and silver that comes from the quarry, impure in its current condition, yet still precious in value. And what the refiner or the metallurgist does is apply heat, and he subjects the impure yet precious metal to a hot fire. For only the refiner's fire will melt the precious metal and release those impurities, which allows the remaining gold or silver to become pure to takeable on a new shape or a mold. And what Malachi describes is the refining process. For a competent refiner, never going to leave the crucible, is always going to sit down beside the fire so that it won't become 1 degree too hot and possibly harm the metal. And as soon as he skims the last bit of impurity from the surface of the melted metal and sees his reflection in the metal, he turns off the fire. And then the process is complete for now. And so what's the point? Well, I'll go out on a limb and I bet that someone you know, or maybe even you yourself, is going through the fire of testing right now. And this isn't uncommon, nor should it be looked upon as some type of punishment from the hand of God. But consider looking at God as an experienced and conscientious metallurgist, controlling every second of the refining process in your life. And his hand is on the thermostat, and he's patiently observing the impurities that are being melted away in our lives until he sees his reflection, and then off goes the heat. After all, Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, that God has chosen all of his children to become conformed to the image of his Son Jesus. And I know, and you know, that being conformed, it's the same process as being refined. Both processes take extreme heat so the precious metal can be purified and molded. And so it's time to land the plane. And before I close out today's DriveCast with prayer about this refining process that some of you are going through, I want to take this opportunity, first and foremost, to thank you for tuning in to today's DriveCast. I want to remind you to tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now I invite you to pray along with me, and then spend a few minutes afterwards praying as we talk to the Lord about this process of refining in our lives. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this: Jesus, I see and I feel the fire. Yet sometimes I have trouble seeing your masterful hand on the controls. Remind me today, although unseen by me, there you are, not wishing to cause me pain, but that you can see through my refining the reflection of you and the joy of my eternal gain. Thank you for considering me worthy of refinement, and that you promise that I'll never be tested any more than I can endure.
Amen.